in fact, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including, Jones, a very successful weekend for your Boston Celtics. Friday night, overtime they needed, but they got the win over the Brooklyn Nets. And then yesterday, taking on Giannis Antetokounmpo and the struggling Milwaukee Bucks, they get the win, and more importantly, Jaylen Brown returns from his hip injury. But Celtics, after that loss to Golden State on Wednesday, back-to-back wins up to 9-2.
No, that's a good win for them. Yesterday, I flipped on after the Pats ended. I was flipping in and out on that game and some of the 4 o'clocks, which were garbage yesterday. So, no, good weekend for the Celtics. The Nets game, you know, was closer than it should have been. Even for a while, they started to dig themselves in these early holes. They were down 12, 14, 16, nothing to Brooklyn. They were down way early to Milwaukee yesterday. I'd say Jaylen doesn't look 100% right, but it's good that he was back out there. And
got
they keep
good
winning.
Minutes. Yeah. Like, he played like 37 minutes, because that was one thing I was wondering. And they say, you know, oh, there's no restriction, but then the guy plays 20 minutes. Right. You're like, well, something's up. So he played a lot. Clearly looked like a guy who hadn't played in a week or whatever. You know, his shot wasn't there. Tatum had a big game, led the team in points, rebounds, and assists. So Tatum played well.
He was real pissy with that one official who missed Giannis getting in his landing space.
Well, so Giannis elbowed Jaylen Brown, but then he tried to make it up to him, and he's like, hey, shake hands.
Yeah.
And then Jaylen Brown was like, all right, whatever, went to shake his hand. Giannis did the old, oh, I'm actually fixing my hair.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but that's what I wanted Swayman to do to Allmark this weekend.
Didn't happen.
That is exactly what I was calling for.
Extend the, hey, my bad, dude, like, hey, give it here. Wait a minute, I'm up here with it.
You're too slow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he hit him with one of those.
Following the game, Jaylen Brown was asked about that.
Giannis hit you with the offensive foul, and then he, like, fake shook your hand and pulled it back. Are you laughing at that? Do you think it's funny, or does that kind of piss you off?
Giannis is a child, you know. I'm just focused on helping my team get a win, and that's what we did tonight.
That's good.
It's a good answer.
I was going to say, I haven't
Giannis,
always loved Jaylen Brown nor Joe Mazzulla, but those guys, they're winning me over.
That is clown behavior by Giannis. It is.
It's a clown.
That's a clown move.
You're a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown's like, you are a child.
Like, who's
side? Remember when he chased somebody through the tunnel for the game ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, yeah. Dude, Giannis, I mean, he's won the title, so he avoids a lot of the criticism that would be coming his way. But for a guy that has been the first, second, or third best player in the NBA for 8 years running, whatever it is, like, he has not won nearly enough.
Giannis is a child.
Well, yeah, he's a child.
There's that. He's a child. Remember the thing when he lost in the playoffs in like round one? He's like, oh, yeah, I mean, we're just all so lucky.
That was the most pathetic thing of all time.
Softest, wussiest press conference I've ever seen. That's where I became out on Giannis.
It's not a failure. It's steps to success.
No, it's a failure.
I liked how passionate he
was
about
failure,
it, but none of it made sense. And you're like, oh, my God.
I know.
There, basically, he was like, there's no winners and losers in sports.
Yeah, right.
It's just like sports are sports. And you're like,
Thing. Here's the thing. You've won, but you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Like, you're a loser.
You're a loser
with that
player.
Press conference. And, yeah, I have trouble getting behind that. There's also an element to his game. Tell me if you think I'm wrong about this. It's a little bit like James Harden, where I know he's good, and Harden has fallen off, but Harden in his prime. I know he's good, but I don't really like watching it.
No, the Greek freak thing, when he came onto the scene, so he actually wasn't like amazing right away in the pros, but then once he became amazing, he was like, oh my God, he took one dribble and didn't travel. I was like, I traveled. One dribble like inside a half court and like took off from the three-point or the free throw line and like dunked in game. Mm-hmm. And you're like, holy crap.
That's sick.
But no, it's kind of like just bully you. Like, there's no real finesse or great offensive game. It's just he is so physically gifted. He gets a lot of points that way, but yeah, he's not really that fun to watch.
It's not fun to watch. It feels like a loophole and a cheat code, which is how James Harden used to feel. Yeah,
but I was making the point 5 years ago. I was like, if this guy can win 3 or 4 titles, you could argue he's better than LeBron.
Oh,
I was making that point. Now that is obviously blown up in my face and it's kind of fizzled. But don't you think like he won back-to-back MVPs and then he finished top 3, top 4 like every year. He actually won his first title, I think,
before LeBron.
Younger than LeBron won his first title.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and like a team that had already won and all that stuff.
With Chris Middleton and, in fairness, Drew Holiday. But
not
the same.
Not the same.
Not the same at all.
No. And so I was like, maybe you could make a case that Giannis is better than LeBron. No, it hasn't. And now I think what you're going to get is just really great player. Wins one, so it separates him from Barkley and Karl Malone and Patrick Ewing. But he's a lot closer to those guys than he is.
How do you reinvigorate him? Does he have to play somewhere? Does he have to go somewhere else and play somewhere else?
I thought Lillard might do it. Didn't work.
No,
so I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Doc doesn't help, clearly.
Does he go somewhere at the end of his career where he's like the second best player, kind of like when Shaq played with Wade? And like,
maybe.
So somebody like, I don't know, like John Morant.
But you need to get that guy to recommit. He's not committed. That guy's not committed.
No.
And so you need to get him recommitted.
I don't think Doc's going to unlock it.
No, me either. I don't think it's going to work in Milwaukee. So maybe you got to look at him going somewhere else.
He does have to get his larynx fixed. Yeah, but that was kind of a mess.
Grab bag?
No. No, I don't think I will.
Already mentioned the goalie reunion. Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark in a big tilt between the Bruins and the Ottawa Senators, in which the Ottawa Senators were able to come out on top 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah, look, Swayman, another power play goal. The Bruins allow power play goals every single night.
All the time. He actually had a bunch of saves.
Yeah, I didn't think he was bad in that game, but he loses to Allmark, which I just think the optics just aren't great. You get your point, you go to overtime, you lose.
They had a nice moment for him. He got a little video tribute. He got a standing ovation.
And it's hard over Allmark. Yeah.
For Allmark, sorry, yeah.
It's hard to win for Swayman when your team doesn't get a shot on goal in the final third period. You're outshot 12-0. That's a hard one to win.
The whole period?
Yeah, so I don't crush Swayman for the game the other night. It's just you lose to Allmark. That's a tough
one. He was like one of the stars of the game.
The team around you is flat at the end of the game. And then you have Montgomery doing the Montgomery thing after the game.
It was like a 90-second post game where I don't have any answers for you.
Do we have any of that, Nick?
Do you have a taste of Jim Montgomery?
Give me a little sampling of that, yeah.
How's it
Jim, do you question whether they're listening?
No, I don't question that.
So what's preventing it from the message getting through?
It's up for you guys to figure that out and come up with a reason.
It's you.
We just weren't good enough.
It's you.
You guys can write what you guys think is the malaise on the team and what's going wrong.
You're the
We're just not playing good enough.
You, Monty.
There's like a general malaise.
I think that's a
you like the use of malaise?
Well, I think that's like a kind of a crutch go-to word. That's not the first time he's used that over the last few years. Okay. So I think that's like a word he likes to use. But that word wasn't put in his mouth. He's the one who brought up malaise. So your team's in a malaise, Monty.
They are in a malaise.
Good to know.
They are 7-7-2 currently. Off tonight at St. Louis tomorrow night. And then at Dallas, then back for St. Louis again. So you're going to get to know the Blues here this week. That's what I'll say about that. The Bruins might be singing the Blues if things
It's grab bag. It's grab bag.
It's my
grab bag.
My
grab bag.
College football weekend. Oregon remained undefeated with a blowout win over Maryland. Ohio State blew out Purdue. I guess an upset, although I think you were on this one. Ole Miss at home. Knocked off
you
number
what?
Three Georgia, 28-10.
I got scared.
Did you bet this?
No. Oh. Trey Harris was inactive, and I said, I don't want to go near that. Might be the best wide receiver in college football. I should have, because that was an easy win for Ole Miss. I didn't actually bet it.
Ole Miss dominated. The U lost their first game of the year at Georgia Tech. They got stung in that one there, so the U drops the game. Texas blew out Florida. Penn State blew out Washington. A lot of lopsided games. Indiana held on to a 2015 win over Michigan, so the Hoosiers remain undefeated.
They didn't cover, but that's one I did bet, yeah.
Alabama blew out LSU on the road. BYU beat Utah. They remain undefeated. BYU does. How about Florida State? So BC beats Florida State at the beginning of the year, and you're like, all right, something's obviously off with Florida State. To the tune of them being 1-9?
Yeah,
they were arguing about making the playoff, and I know their quarterback graduated, but they were arguing about making the playoff last year. They're 1-9. They lost 52-3 to Notre Dame.
Yeah, not great.
And did they fire all their coordinators?
Yes.
Oh,
and
they
their
did.
Wide receivers coach. Yes. And Keon Coleman was like, guys, don't transfer here. This guy's terrible.
Yeah. Was it Mike Norville?
Yeah, he's the coach.
So he's still there.
For now.
Yeah. Everybody else is gone.
Yeah.
The running back for Boise State had another 200-yard game, 3 touchdowns. He's trying to chase down
Barry
Sanders.
People are with a straight face comparing this year to Barry Sanders.
Correct.
With a straight face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Deion Sanders in Colorado beat Texas Tech. So they're 7-2. And right now, I believe the Big 12 title game would be BYU versus Colorado. Colorado's playing pretty well.
I think Stephen A. is on the Deion to Dallas thing as well. So that's going to be trending this week. Get ready for it.
And you know what they also said? I think it was the first time maybe ever, or at least in X number of years, that on Veterans Day weekend, Army, Navy, and Air Force all won.
Well, they all won.
All won.
Good for them.
Dude, Army's good. Army's undefeated.
I watched
North Texas.
I watched Navy just
15-minute drive in that game.
Did they?
15-minute drive.
Nice. 21 plays, 14 minutes. I mean,
I don't we'll take the quarter.
Yeah, I don't know that I actually want to watch that, but still.
It's not aesthetically
Jacksonville
pleasing.
Had a drive like that against the Pats earlier this year.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched Navy against Air Force earlier this year, so yeah, I watched like the that? Academies. Maybe Army-Navy, always a fun watch, always a worthwhile
watch.
Oh, it's
going to be real good.
And yeah, they might actually both be in the top 25 when that happens.
Grab bags.
This Friday, they've already started with a lot of the promotional material for it. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul on Netflix. You in on this?
Probably not, but I know Billy is. Billy's watching previews for it earlier,
yeah,
right?
Netflix has already paid for him. Always been a Mike Tyson fan. Why not?
So
it is
not,
Iron Mike.
It's not like a separate charge. If I have Netflix, I'll just get that on Friday.
No, I don't think there's any kind of.
It's like when Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi went at it on Netflix. That was free.
Just shows up.
I mean, quote unquote free.
It's at Dallas Stadium, so like it's like let's see. Like I want to see that place packed out.
Yeah. Any chance it's on the up and up?
I didn't realize that, but I watch
it. So.
You're saying no chance?
I don't think so.
None?
Does Jake Paul win by points?
You're saying boxing might be fixed?
It might be.
Yeah.
Might be okay. Fixed.
But maybe Mike's just like, I can't deal with this.
I don't know. Like,
I know you paid me a lot of money, but I'm going to slug you in the gut one time.
Right, that's the thing, too. It's like, I want to see, like, because, like, you know, you see the footage they released of Mike Tyson training, and he still looks like a machine.
How old is Tyson
But again, like, he's closing in on 100. No. No, he's got to be, I think he's pushing 60.
I was going to say, he's got to be, like, 60.
Right there if he's not already 60.
60 was my guess.
He's 58.
Okay,
he's young.
58 years old. And the thing is,
same age as Salma Hayek, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah,
both of them look great for that.
They really do.
They do.
Now, I want to believe it's on the up and up, and I want to believe Tyson knocks him out, but I don't know. I don't know why Jake Paul would ever do it. It's a lose-lose. If you win, you beat a 60-year-old guy. If you lose, you lost to a 60-year-old guy.
58.
I think you say I beat Mike Tyson, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
no,
losing with that.
You know,
yeah,
what year did you beat him? It's true, though.
Don't worry about
the don't worry about it. Don't worry about all the fine details there. The promotional material that you were watching earlier, Billy, he was saying it'll go down as the biggest win in boxing history.
He's right, yeah. Well, that's just Jake Paul selling
high.
It. This is going to be the biggest fight of all time.
Yeah.
It's going to be the biggest
I'll watch
knockout.
It, though, I think.
It's free
but again,
on
like,
Netflix.
If
free
it's,
on Netflix, sure.
Exactly.
I guess I'm in now, yeah.
Most people have Netflix. There's no reason. I mean, if you're home on Friday, why not throw it on?
Have
it's
they
like,
been,
it's not,
I'll stop watching Detroiters reruns for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. I already flew through that.
Have they been... They've been leaning in on the live events, right? We said that with the Brady roast. They've been leaning in more on the live events.
Yeah, so they
hot
did that,
dog eating.
The hot dog thing. They've done like comedy stand-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Chris Rock was live. They did a Joe Rogan one live. They've done tennis, but I mean, I couldn't tell you what the tournament was.
Yeah.
But no, Netflix is definitely getting involved in the live events.
Nice.
Okay, right. I like it.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Oklahoma City Thunder star Chet Holmgren suffered a pelvic fracture. Not like my Saturday nights. Come on. No, he's hurt real bad, though. Yeah. So
it's the opposite of College Jones.
No.
A lot of very healthy pelvis.
Pelvic's just fine over here, thanks.
Brought my laptop on it really hard.
Don't need to ask, fellas.
Yeah.
The pelvis is still intact.
Yeah. Spilled beer on it once. I'm fine. I'm fine now.
In good shape.
I changed my pants. No, he's going to be, like, reevaluating, like, 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, I would.
But that's one of those guys. He looks like Ichabod Crane.
No,
like, he is so thin.
It's like Porzingis.
Yeah.
You just watch him, and you're like, that guy's about to break.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
And Wembanyama, it is, like, the Slender Man competition.
Exactly.
Even Porzingis is, like, thicker than those two guys are.
Yeah, you just know.
Dude, broken pelvis? How often do you hear that?
Well, isn't it the second time? He's like.
Two pelvis?
It's unfortunate.
Pelvis fractures?
Two pelvi?
Pelvi?
It's unfortunate, but I know how to deal with this. Like that, he's like he's like tweeting from the hospital.
Yeah, he's like, I got this, guys.
Yeah, guys, I know how to deal with this.
Yeah, drink more milk. Like, I don't know if that's it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, today's random baseball player of the day was primarily a shortstop.
Okay.
Played a lot of second base. You can find him at second base,
okay.
But most of his games at shortstop. Played for a number of clubs, mostly with the Chicago Cubs, as well as the Royals, Yankees, Giants, Red Sox, Devil Rays, Mets, Braves, Mariners.
Okay.
Again, let's see, 1,500 games. Almost 600 with the Cubs. So mostly with the Cubs, then the Royals.
Alex Gonzalez. Alex Gonzalez.
Nope, not Alex Gonzalez.
Neither Alex Gonzalez?
There's so many Alex Gonzalez.
Sure, I made sure I covered both of them.
Right, so he played
the
here.
The one that played for the Red Sox was awesome.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of teams. Give me the teams one more time. Cubs who?
Cubs
Royals.
Cubs Royals, yep. Mainly. Also, Yankees, Giants, Red Sox, Devil Rays, Mets, Braves,
Mariners.
So we haven't gotten the years yet. So his second base time with the Yankees has to be at second base. His second base time with New York, he was playing second.
Yeah, hit us with the years.
Okay. 1991
okay.
to 2005. It was a long, lengthy career for this gentleman.
I want to say, I know this name's wrong, but is it, it's, I want to say Rich Cirillo. I know it's not Rich Cirillo, but is it Rich, is there another Rich?
There's a Jeff Cirillo. It's not him either. No, yeah.
Jeff Cirillo.
Yeah.
We might have already had him in this game.
I think we did use Jeff Cirillo.
Did I also call him Rich then?
We're running out of random guys.
I actually think you did.
I think I called him Rich then too. His name was Jeff Cirillo, not Rich Cirillo.
That's not a guy. Not a guy at all.
That's his brother.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Billy Ripken.
He is a zero-time All-Star.
Okay.
He hit 3 home runs 1 year.
Come on.
He stole 11 bases 1 year.
Mickey Morandini.
He got down to 3-11.
That's a great guess. Wow. It's not. Mm. A career. Yeah, he played 15 years, never hit a home run, never stole a bag.
Stole the glove.
Zero time
gold glove. That's why Alex Gonzalez is a good guess.
Yeah, Alex Gonzalez was a good guess. Both Alex Gonzalez.
I got
272
nothing.
Career average.
I got to be honest, I got nothing.
No?
No.
All right, let me give you the year he played for the Red Sox. 2002, he was here.
I forgot you said he was on the Red Sox,
107 games with the Red Sox.
Mike Lanton.
Not Mike Lanton. Not the laser.
Text or anything in the
Twitch.
Twitch has it?
Twitch has it.
Simon Bolivar?
Nope.
Ray Sanchez?
He got it!
Ray Sanchez.
I was leaning towards Ray Odonez, but I didn't hear the Mets in there.
R-E-Y.
I only know Pablo Sanchez, backyard baseball legend.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Well, I mean, Pablo Sanchez is an all-timer. Yeah, Ray Sanchez, good shortstop, second baseman. Hung around the league a long time.
Real nice glove.
Definitely a glove.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
mostly
yeah.
a glove. Yeah. Did have 153 hits in the 01 season.
Yeah.
He'd smack you a hit.
Yeah.
It was probably red contact.
It was a single. Yeah.
Right between first and second baseman. He'd roll one over.
He might steal a second base.
Okay, Ray Sanchez. Nice job.
Nicely done.
Nice job
right.
to the Twitch
Nice
chat.
Job.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
There you go. There's the bag today.
Random baseball player of the day every day here on Jones and Keith. There's your grab bag. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. We know they're talking to Drake May today. What else do they have? And we'll get you the clip du jour next.